In this example, I'm going to define an employee class like I did in the three chapters that we went through. That is, I defined an employee struct back then. Well, here we call it a class. And you'll notice that inside of the class definition, I put all of the data members and all of the member functions, but I have to put an access qualifier on each declaration. So my data, I want to have private, and that's what you commonly do when you define classes. You don't want the data to be public because you want to control it. Instead, you give functions that are public, and they are responsible for the behavior of the class. The first member function there is the employee constructor. It's a constructor because it's a function with the same name as the class. Constructors do not have a return type. This particular constructor takes four arguments, and so when you declare an employee object, you have to give it those four arguments, three strings, which will represent the last name, first name, and title, and then an integer, which represents the age. And all this constructor will do, of course, is just hold that data, that is, assign it to the fields of the class. Now, there's a special method called toString. If you define a toString method in a class, that method will be called whenever that object needs to be converted to a string. And in particular, what I'm talking about here is printing it out. The println method, which you've already seen, prints out strings, and it will automatically convert objects to strings. But when you define your own, well, you have to define that toString method. So I'm doing that here, and it will print out the data members of an employee enclosed by braces. The setLast method, of course, just takes a string argument and will replace the last field with that value, and so on for the other attributes, which you'll see on the next slide.